If there is some past, you know, which is really bugging you, you haven't been able to let it go. Sometimes there's a ceremony which we do, a letting go ceremony of the painful things of your past. And that ceremony starts by writing down what happened to you on a piece of toilet paper in brown ink. So that someone cheated you, or your ex ran off with your best friend or something, and that really sort of, you know, messed you up. Write down the painful moments of your past on toilet paper in brown ink. Because when you write it down on toilet paper in brown ink, psychologically you're making the association with the other brown stuff which goes on toilet paper. It's shit. And also you're making the association, why am I carrying this shitty stuff around with me all the time? Even people who work for the World Wildlife Fund only ever use one side of the toilet paper. You would think that they would recycle it and use both sides. But they never do. So when you've got even a slight bit of brown stuff on the toilet paper, you put it in the toilet and flush it away. No one ever keeps soiled toilet paper. So when you write it down in brown ink on toilet paper, you're making a very strong psychological connection. This is not stuff you should keep with you. And then the next part of the ceremony, you take it into the toilet cubicle. You read it first of all again to reinforce the association. And then you do what you normally do with the other type of toilet paper with brown stuff on it. You put it in the bowl and you do the letting go ceremony. Pressing the button. And all that brown stuff on the toilet paper just goes into the bowl, around the corner, and goes out of your life forever. Sometimes just saying, oh, let it go, is not enough. You need to do something to reinforce the power of letting go. So flushing it down the toilet is a very good way of letting go of the pain of your past. That's the illusion when they say, oh dear, this is brown pen, but not toilet paper. Here we go. Happiness is approximate cause.